You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Okay, I hope you don't think that you're about to start your New Year's healthy eating resolution right this second, because I am here to tempt you with marshmallow fluff. Even if we are eating healthier, some treats must endure, and a small factory in New England is doing its part to keep the fluff flowing for the next installment of The Holidays, brought to you by... We sent reporter Susan Kaplan to uncover the mysteries of marshmallow fluff.
Marshmallow Fluff's Never Fail Fudge is a classic holiday favorite. This time of year, sticky fluff is scooped into cheesecakes and frostings. Even high-end caterers pour fluff into chocolate crusts for a s'more-like dessert. Still, even with a GPS, it's tricky to find the small, nondescript Durkee Mower factory tucked on a side road in Lynn, Massachusetts.
I definitely smell sugar. Mmm, smells pretty good. Okay, let's go in.
Marshmallow Fluff's a one-family operation. John Durkee, an unassuming guy, grandson of H. Allen Durkee, runs the business today. And every jar of the sticky, sweet, snowy white goop is made right here, starting with cooked syrup that's put into 140-quart kettles with egg and flavoring.
And it gets beat on our giant mixers. No pictures up here.
Oh, sorry.
Got it. The no pictures thing is serious. The company's not interested in getting attention, and there are plenty of requests. The formula is a family secret, even though it's only four ingredients.
Corn, sugar, egg, and vanillin, which is an artificial vanilla flavor. And that's it.
John Durkee's the third generation to run the operation. He says he kind of knew when he was a kid that he'd take over one day, but he's not so sure about his children, who he says get plenty of attention because of the family biz.
It's like, oh, your father makes marshmallow fluff. And then, you know, next thing you know, a teacher's announcing it to the class, and they're like just rolling their eyes like, oh, God, get me out of this.
Durkee hopes one of his sons will step up, especially since he says business is going well. Though the Durkees are pretty tight-lipped about financial information, too.
The return on equity on family companies that are going well is huge. It's like 40 or 50 or 60%. It's a huge number.
That's George Stock, a senior fellow and founding member of Boston Consulting Group.
And you can't get those kind of numbers in today's money markets.
And the reason, Stock says...
They're cheap. That's what it has to do with. I mean, family companies are incredibly cheap.
This family business still pumps fluff into glass jars and plastic tubs on a conveyor belt that looks like it's from the 1960s.
So it goes from here into that machine, which puts the plastic seal on it.
Durkee says much of the equipment is original. That makes upkeep challenging, but the demand keeps that conveyor belt going. Durkee says fluff is sold in Russia, Japan, Israel, and parts of Europe. On my way out, I asked John Durkee if he had a holiday favorite. No contest, he said. Put a spoonful of fluff in the bottom of a mug, pour in steaming hot cocoa, and watch the fluff float to the top. In Lynn, Massachusetts, I'm Susan Kaplan for Marketplace.